Early Breakfast with Abs on your number one news and talk station.
Let's shift our attention now to education. 46 minutes past four. Good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us in conversation on this 16th day of August of 2018. We'd love to find out for you what are your plans for the day. But shifting our sights now to education. I mean, we talk about the fact that now there's only just a few weeks left to revise and prepare for mock exams. This is for your matriculants. And joining you this morning, that is Wonga Jinga, Senior Head of Program of the Faculty of ICT at the Independent Institute of Education. Wonga, welcome back once again. Good to have you on the show.
Good morning, Abongile. Thank you so much for inviting us.
I can imagine there's panic, there's stresses, there's I don't know what is happening in my life. These are the things that should be going through any matriculant's mind now.
Indeed. And it is this time that we need to also strategize, Abongile. There's no point to be dwelling on the negativity. It is very important to seriously be replanning and ensuring that we are ready for the next 2 months. And it starts today. It starts now. And that is why we're having this chat.
Mm. And, you know, talking about that, you know, one of the key things, and I think we'll both agree on this one, is that if you get it right now, first of all, it means you're preparing for your finals. And also it means that you get the marks that you need to go to whichever institution you want to go to, whether it be higher education, further education, or whichever skills based education. You get the good marks, you will get into wherever you want to go. I do understand, though, you've got a formula, which I believe it's called Proves, the Proves method. What is this about?
The Proves method is a term that we coined. It is based on thorough research on how to deal with matric exams. And we are of the view that if, for example, you practice, you refresh, you organize, you visualize, you explain, and of course, you use social media, hence the term, the Proves method.
Take us through the steps of the Proves method. How would one go about applying this method?
So, Ebs, I'm sure you know, I mean, in any career, you still need to practice. Whatever you are doing, practice makes perfect. And we're of the view that the class of 2018 needs to now start writing past exam papers. They need to be going to good higher education institutions and really asking for the past question papers. Speak to any student assistant to assist you in that regard. And very importantly, we are of the view that you need to refresh by making sure you are eating, you are sleeping, and you're exercising enough, and you're getting ready for the big day. You are now tuning in and getting your mind into it. Cramming into early hours won't work. And very importantly, it is to organize. So you need to organize yourself. You need to organize your time. You need to organize your work as well. And very importantly as well is to visualize. Start thinking about getting that certificate. What do you then do after that certificate? Do you become a doctor? Do you become an engineer? Start cutting those papers, putting them up, and really seriously visualize. You can visualize the matric results that you're going to get. And then the other methodology that we have seen is just starting to explain. Start talking to someone about what you're reading. Say to your parents, can I tell you about the topic that I'm busy with at the moment? And very importantly, while many people think that social media must be shut down, we also view that use social media as a tool, but use it academically, and ensure that then you have things like a WhatsApp group of your peers. And you can share topics with regards to such subjects.
To you listening at home, thank you so much for joining us in conversation. We are chatting to Wonga Jinga, Senior Head of Program at the Faculty of ICT at the Independent Institute of Education. We are, as always, trying to give advice out there to matriculants who are by this time are panicking and stressing about their upcoming preliminary exams and also their final exams. And the whole idea now is that they need to focus, they need to sit down, and they need to understand that this is where it becomes make or break. If they get it right here, there's a good chance that by the time they get to their final exams, it's already plain sailing. And so he's talking to us about the proofs method, where he says it's all about refreshing, organizing, visualizing, explaining, and also looking at social media. Wonga, I do want to bring you back once again to visualizing, because I think it's a skill that in South Africa we don't talk about a lot, but it should be something that's key, and that we as parents also should be talking to our kids about. See it. If you see it, you can believe it.
And not only just believe it, but you start also working on it. Before you probably became a radio talk host, You started visualizing it. You started saying, I'm going to work on my voice. I'm going to start believing it, and I'm start doing it. And so visualizing is nothing else but saying to yourself, you're acquiring a specific amount of believing and doing. And you then use those self-suggestions to persuade your goal. And subconsciously, you really get your mind to start believing and really seeing it. And there's no other way to put it. It really ensures that you also use, for example, if I'm studying, I start using things like mind maps. I start using color in my, rather than just your text, your plain black and white. So color plays an important role in that visualization. And that was why I was saying, cut a picture of that particular career that you like to get to. Start having and visualize the symbols that you're going to get. So say, for example, in mathematics, I'm going to get an A. Write it down. Put it on the wall. Really start visualizing it and believing it and doing it.
Wonga, we do have an SMS coming from one of the listeners saying that, how would a child or convince a parent or a parent that social media is, in fact, a study tool? I mean, I can imagine myself going to my mother and telling her that I need to go onto social media to study. I know that I'll get a backhand clap. Easy.
Sure. And what you need to then do is to really showcase this to your parent. So you say to your parent, let me show you what's on my WhatsApp. I've got a WhatsApp group, and it is called Grade 12 Learners. Or study group. And in this group, I have Abongile, I've got Wonga, I've got Michael, I've got George. And this is what we are talking about. You really show your parent that, look, the topic of today is about one of the topics in one of the subjects, and it's mathematics, for example. And you really showcase the power of WhatsApp. And not only that, but you can also start a Facebook a group as well, where you are specific in a subject, and you're sharing material, and you're also starting to visualize where you're going as a group. And you can also use YouTube. Maybe you're tired of reading the black and white text, but you want to really now start watching a video, or there's a topic that is very difficult and you really cannot get it, you then use YouTube. There are other apps as well, apps that we can also talk about, like Google. You can start saying, okay, I'm going to search for material using Google. I'm going to search for matric exams 2018. And there are other topics as well, like how do you handle exam stress? How do you get mock-up test, study timetable, and so forth.
Well, one of the things that I've always felt that we don't do a lot in South Africa, yes, we come out with methods of working or of trying to get through the matric cycle, and these are very good methods altogether. But I sometimes wonder if we are doing enough to sit our children down and make them understand that, you know, when it comes to the matric year, you are going to go through stress. You are going to be challenged in many ways that you have never been challenged before. And all it is just about understanding that it is going to happen. And so you just need to manage it.
You have to manage it. And the way to manage that, it is to start practicing. So that practice, that piece that we're talking about improves. is about I've got 2 hours to really sit down and try and answer this question paper. Your parents can be your timer and say, but you're not putting stress in all this. You're trying to control that stress. And you're saying, let me go through these questions and see if I can make the time. So that is why you have to practice. You've got to get those question papers. You've got to start writing and you've got to start timing yourself. And when those stress levels start coming up, you then go back to what we talked about, which is a refresh. So you say, let me take a walk. Let me go to the gym. Let me run. Let me do something else just to reduce that stress, that anxiety. And those things, they work. And that is why we also do that practice, refresh, and very importantly, don't forget to visualize and explain.
Wonga, before we let you go, thank you so much for joining us on the show. What would be your parting words then to the Cape Talk listeners?
Abs, we also view that there is still sufficient time even for learners who aren't quite ready as yet. It starts today. You have 2 more months to really prepare for that final exams. And as the Independent Ministry of Education, we wish the class of 2018 all the best.
Wonga, thank you so much once again for joining us on the show this morning. Looking forward to chatting with you again in the future because, yeah, as we say, it's getting down to the nitty-gritty now. So matriculants are going to be looking out for more advice. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you so much. Wonga Jinga, Senior Head of Program at the Faculty of ICT at the Independent Institute of Education.